Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly church shooting in Alabama.
This is something that you never expect to happen in your community.
A close call on January 6th.
The Proud Boys would have killed Mike Pence if given a chance.
Watergate, 50 years later.
Five men caught in the act of burglarizing and bugging Democratic headquarters.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. A suspect is in custody and now investigators are trying to find out why he opened fire at a church in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, just south of Birmingham. Police Captain Shane Ware.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting. Three people were shot. Two people are deceased.
St. Stephen's Episcopal Church leader, the Reverend Kelly Hudlow.
We need everybody out there, whatever your faith or your belief system is, to pray, to think, to meditate, to just send love to this community because they're going to need all of it.
Police aren't saying anything about the suspect, only, again, that he's in custody. At the January 6th House hearings, testimony tells us that the Capitol invaders came within 40 feet of Vice President Mike Pence, who soon hunkered down in a secure area and refused to leave the Capitol. His attorney, Greg Jacob.
He was determined that we would complete the work that we had set out to do that day.
Correspondent Robert Costa says the committee now wants to hear from Republican activist Jenny Thomas, who's married to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
There's so much to learn from testimony from Ms. Thomas. They've obtained emails between Ms. Thomas and John Eastman. They will probe both of those fronts, asking questions about whether she ever had conversations with Justice Thomas about cases on the election coming before the Supreme Court.
The British government says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange should be extradited to the U.S. to face spy charges. CBS's Holly Williams is in London.
The WikiLeaks founder is wanted for violating the Espionage Act after publishing hundreds of thousands of leaked, classified U.S. government documents, including military files, in 2010. Assange's lawyers have been fighting extradition by arguing that he's at risk of suicide if he's incarcerated in an American supermax prison. But the British government said today that extraditing him would not be, quote, oppressive, unjust, or an abusive process. Assange, who is an Australian citizen, will apparently appeal and now has 14 days to do so.
The European Union's Executive Committee says Ukraine should be a candidate for membership. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards.
This comes as the U.S. tries to find out more about two American veterans who are missing in Ukraine, possibly being held by Russia or Russian-backed rebels. Wall Street starts its day with a Dow below the 30,000 mark for the first time in nearly a year and a half. And that's fueling uncertainty in the housing market. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Cheryl Leslie is house hunting in Fort Worth, Texas, hoping to move closer to her grandkids.
So I'm looking now so that when the prices come down just a tad, I'll be able to know exactly what I need and what I want and where to go.
But as interest rates surge past 6%, an estimated 18 million households who would have qualified for a mortgage in January are essentially frozen out of the market, no longer eligible for that loan. Mortgage applications are down more than 15% compared to 2021, prompting nearly one in five sellers to drop their price. This week, realty company Redfin announced it would cut hundreds of jobs because of the slowing housing market.
The NBA has its champion.
That'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive.
The call on ABC is Stephen Curry led the Warriors to a 103-90 win over the Boston Celtics.
Carrying the belief that we could get back to the stage and win, even if it didn't make sense to anybody when we said it, all that stuff matters. And now we got four championships. It's special, man. It's special.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Flooding from the Yellowstone River has shut down Yellowstone National Park, and its north side could be closed for weeks or longer because of catastrophic damage. President Biden has declared a disaster in Montana, where towns like Red Lodge have been particularly hard hit. Fire Chief Tom Kuntz.
The river literally came right through here and went through these folks' house. The river was going through their living room.
The flood has also created a business disaster. Many of the stores and services depend on tourist traffic that's usually ramping up right now. Instead, they face a possibly long, dry summer. The Senate has okayed a bill which helps Iraq and Afghanistan war vets who are exposed to burn pits. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The new legislation will make it easier for veterans to claim benefits and treatment for 23 diseases and rare cancers related to toxic exposure.
Veterans groups have long compared burn pits to Agent Orange from the Vietnam era. It was 50 years ago today that the world learned about something called Watergate. Here's how CBS News correspondent George Herman reported it after the break into the Democratic headquarters became public.
A security guard at the Watergate complex, which houses the Democratic National Committee, noticed tampering with locks last night and called the police and Democratic Party officials. The police found five men crouched behind desks.
President Nixon's press secretary Ron Ziegler called it a third-rate burglary, but it turned out to be a first-rate scandal that led all the way to the Oval Office. A couple of young Washington Post reporters, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, were on the trail from the start. Bernstein appears in a CBS News documentary that airs tonight.
The first 12 weeks of the story established all the critical lines, and especially the discovery of a secret fund that paid for the undercover activities of the Nixon campaign.
There was no internet. There was no 24-hour news cycle back then. Watergate coverage picked up more steam when the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite devoted most of two broadcasts to the story. Richard Nixon resigned in 1974. Orlando is one of the cities hoping to host World Cup games in 2026. That won't happen here, but CBS's Steve Futterman tells us where it will.
Wow. Los Angeles.
Officials from FIFA made the announcement.
Miami.
Yes!
Other U.S. cities chosen include Seattle, San Francisco, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Boston, Philadelphia, and New York.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
For Foo Fighters fans, it'll be a show for the ages.
The Foo Fighters are hosting two tribute shows for Taylor Hawkins in London and L.A., and it'll be a star-studded lineup. Joan Jett, The Police, Kiss, Motley Crue, Rage Against the Machine, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and even comedian Dave Chappelle will be there, among a long list of others. Both shows are set for September. Proceeds from ticket sales will help charities chosen by Hawkins' family. The beloved drummer died back in March from an overdose while on tour in Colombia. He was 50 years old. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Kim Kardashian is in the clear after wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress to New York's Met Gala. Somebody familiar with that dress accused her of damaging it. Ripley's Museum, which owns the dress, says she did not. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 17th, 2022. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Farry and Matt Cherry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.